Radio Prague News. The Justice Ministry has dismissed the idea that Lebanese terrorist suspect Ali Fayyad could have been prosecuted in the Czech Republic. Defense Minister Martin Stropnický, who is under fire for speaking freely to the media about the case of the five Czechs kidnapped in Lebanon, will remain in office. And a Turkish national convicted in his homeland of a crime with a terrorist subtext will not be extradited to Turkey, the regional court in Hradec-Králové ruled on Friday. The Justice Ministry has dismissed the idea that Lebanese terrorist suspect Ali Fayyad could have been prosecuted in the Czech Republic. Deputy Justice Minister Petr Jager said the legal conditions for this were not met. The opposition Topo 9 party on Friday accused the government of having violated Czech and international law in releasing terrorist suspect Ali Fayyad, who was wanted by the US authorities. The party claims that since the Czech Republic refused to extradite him, he should have been prosecuted here. Fayyad was released on the order of the Czech Justice Minister on the same day that five Czechs kidnapped in Lebanon returned home. Defense Minister Martin Stropnický, who is under fire for speaking freely to the media about the case of five Czechs kidnapped in Lebanon, will remain in office. Following a meeting of coalition leaders on Friday, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said the minister had erred, but not to such an extent that he should be sacked. Stropnický told the Daily Hospodarské Noviny last week that the release of five Czechs kidnapped in Lebanon was conditional on Prague's decision not to extradite terrorist suspect Ali Fayyad to the US. Deputy Prime Minister Pavel Bielobrádek on Thursday called on Defense Minister Martin Stropnický to consider resigning from his post. Similar calls have come from the opposition on the grounds that the Defense Minister had committed a grave breach of security. A Turkish national convicted in his homeland of a crime with a terrorist subtext will not be extradited to Turkey, the regional court in Hradec-Králové ruled on Friday. Nazmi Sahin, 30, was arrested in the Czech Republic last year on an Interpol warrant. His lawyer, Zuzana Dostalková, dismissed claims of terrorism, saying that her client had been convicted of political activities. The judge ruled Sahin was free to go. He had been moving around Europe for 6 years and has reportedly been granted political asylum in Italy. The lower house on Friday met to debate the migrant crisis and the official stance of the Czech government to developments. Opposition deputies criticised the government for not having rejected mandatory refugee quotas outright and expressed concern over the fact that the EU was not able to bring the influx of refugees under control. Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek defended the government's stand, saying that the priorities were to secure the EU's outer borders, bring the flow of migrants under control by establishing functional registration hotspots and maintain the Schengen open space. Meanwhile, President Milos Zeman has said that the solution to the current migrant crisis in Europe is the deportation of all economic migrants and religious fanatics. Speaking at a conference on social democracy in Bratislava, Mr. Zeman said Europe should not underestimate the danger of jihadists infiltrating the continent in the migrant wave and setting up dormant cells, terrorist cells in Europe. The president said Europe's social democrats must take responsibility for the defense of European values. Tomáš Holub, General Secretary of the Czech Bishops' Conference and Dean of the Church of St. Peter and St. Paul, has been appointed Bishop of Plzeň. The appointment by Pope Francis was announced by the Papal Nuncio in the Church of St. Bartholomew in Plzeň. Tomáš Holub will replace the outgoing Bishop František Radkovský on April 30th. Radkovský announced his resignation upon reaching the age of 75. Holub served as the Czech Army's first military chaplain. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend should be partly cloudy to overcast with some snow and day temperatures between 4 and 8 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.